City of Missouri, Kansas City.
Hey, pal. How do you like that? Morning NPR is being supported by the American Diabetes Association and Pabst Blue Ribbon, PBR, sponsoring NPR programming. To rainy days, I look up the road to Richard Gebauer, where it all started here for you. And, man, they opened up this new ventricle of newly constructed road, and it seems like all the traffic's gone now. It's weird how traffic works. The mentality and the reality of traffic just boggles my mind. So I was thinking the other night, this happens every once in a while, my beverage of choice is the whiskey orange. Got to have a couple at the end of the day to calm down the thinker and to just settle into some relaxing zone. And every once in a while, a little fruit fly will get stuck in there. And I think for that little guy, that has to be nirvana. Oh, man. Can you imagine how sweet that is? To be sucked into the nectar of that fruity, alcoholic, nirvanic fucking reality. I just always laugh when I see those little flies stuck in there. It's almost like the worm on the bottom of the tequila bottle. It's like these just happy little creatures, embalmed and fun. At any rate, see what's going on. Oh, you know, these people, they're fucking all over Obama about this healthcare issue, about giving people healthcare, government-sanctioned healthcare. Fuck off. And all the people that are so upset about socialism can fuck off. The economy's turning around. We got a president, God forbid, is going to try to help the middle to lower classes, which the ones that are bitching and bellyaching and going to town hall meetings looking like idiots. I'm all for democracy and the fact that people want to speak up, but all these Obama haters, they're jumping on a bandwagon of ignorance. They have no idea, other than they have a black president that's not John McCain or George Bush or a Republican doing what they really want to have done, which is doing everything that has nothing to fucking do with their lives. Like people in my family that agree with a moron, have agreed with moronic fucking administrations that have been Republican conservative based that don't do fucking shit for them. They give tax cuts to the rich, they fucking pick wars and send their kids to fucking battle to get killed, and they do all this fucking bullshit that either denigrates their reality or has nothing to fuck to do with them at all, and they're upset about it. It's like embrace a fucking president that wants to come in and help the middle class. God forbid. Jesus Christ, man. I get to the point with this country where I feel like I'm constantly surrounded by idiots. If it's not people that vote for morons, it's parents that don't know how to take care of their kids, that scream and that tirade and that get upset and that treat their kids like shit. And when they get to the point where they're teenagers or they're getting older, they're like, what are you doing this for? What, you know, it's all reactionary at that point. It's not about love. It's not about nurturing. It's not about talking to these kids. It's not about trying to understand that you were in their shoes at one point. It's just this knee-jerk bullshit that just gets to the point where it's aggravating. It's sad to watch. It's tragic. Anyways, I don't want to get onto some big diatribe here, but there's a lot of realms in my life that I know I need to grow into, but there's a lot of things that I see around me that just absolutely throw my mind into an utter twirl. Anyways, it's mid-August. We're getting to the point where that morning yawn, that's about as innocent as it gets right there, that first morning yawn. We're coming up on the 1 year with you, and we're keeping an eye out on Mom and making sure everything's cool, so I hope you're still settling into your new digs wherever they're at, and I dig it. Had a UFO dream the other night and thought about you. How cool it is to let your mind float and to bring in these things that you think don't exist but might. At any point, good luck over there on that side. Do a backflip, pal.